the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello, and once again, it's Monday night, live from the Grand Old Ballroom here at the Old Chippers
Restaurant. That's where we are
tonight. We are.
It's the Grand Ballroom.
Center stage.
Thousands of people.
Yes.
Thousands of people.
So we got bounced out of the podcast cubby after years.
By a couple dart players.
By some that was dart really, guys. A know. Bunch of dart people over there. The dart board's over there.
Are you going to argue with them?
Before.
No. Are you going to argue with them?
Dart players are mean. Those dart players, man, you gotta want to rumble with those guys. They're mean.
They look pretty rough.
So anyway, we are here at the Old Chippers Pub and Restaurant with a little different setup. And before I introduce we have a guest tonight and our expert panel, I do, as always, want to reach out to our sponsors. Our first sponsor is the Old Chippers Pub and Restaurant with two locations, one here at 1120 West 17th Street and the other at 709 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. And we're in the Santa Ana location. Hello, and our second sponsor is Security National Mortgage Corporation with a full line of mortgage products, and they have a loan for every need. And our third sponsor is more of a marketing sponsor. It's Swagger Club CA with Swagger Dave, and those are our sponsors. And now let's go around. Well, first, though,
and he's
Coach.
Sponsoring the big trip.
He
Swagger
is.
Dave's sponsoring the big trip. We're all going to go meet Steven Gerrard.
That's
that means
true.
He's paying for it.
That's a,
he's not paying for it, though.
Yeah, we sponsor.
I
know. Well, maybe we should reevaluate
that.
That marketing agreement, huh? Coach.
This last weekend, it was great. It was fantastic.
That's right.
West Ham came back against Arsenal.
Everybody was
bagging on Andy Carroll all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what? He did great.
Can you believe it?
You know what I couldn't believe about Andy Carroll? That is the most intricate girl's haircut I've ever seen.
That's all you can say? We want to talk about football here.
I know,
okay?
But I got to admit,
does he braid his own hair is the question.
I know, that's a question.
Well, you know he doesn't.
And you know we'll get on it, but Tottenham? Coming back?
Absolutely.
Embarrassing Man
coming
U like
back,
that?
They embarrassed him, absolutely.
And Van Gaal freaking out, flipping out. And,
of course,
we'll get to Leicester.
Absolutely.
9 points
Coach.
They need.
Wait, set the table. They need 9 points.
They have five games in a row that they've been.
3 weeks
they've kept them all
done.
Out. Clean sheets for five games in a row.
Listen
just
to this.
Like that.
He's setting the table.
Can you believe it?
I can't. Let's talk about it. I'm excited now.
We just did. We don't need to do the show.
Great. Well, let's go around and introduce the expert panel.
They're putting drinks over there.
To my left.
There's a fight over the asses of the
Geritol. We're all like, what's going on?
To my left. We'll never hear him during the show, but he's the first one in the circle. It's Tim. Hello, Tim. Everton Tim. Hello. You can't just wave.
Literally, we won't hear.
How are you guys?
Good to see you, Tim. Like this
great radio.
Tim has laryngitis.
Yeah, Tim can't talk.
He's not allowed to because he goes on.
Tim, are you in Portland or someplace else? Go up if you're someplace else. Down if you're in Portland. Okay, never mind. That's bad podcast, let me tell you. Having a guy you can't hear is terrible for a podcast. And the next in the circle is the Vice President of Technology.
Hello.
There he is.
Can we just go 3-2-1?
Chelsea Vince, okay. And next is Vice President of the podcast. It's Miss Leeds Jane. Hello, Miss Jane.
Hello.
I saw Burnley beat your Leeds guys.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't a big surprise. Burnley going out.
All right. And next we have our own referee. He's Eric the ref. Hello, Eric.
Hello. Good evening.
If there is any controversy, you make the call. And if we get out of hand, you hit the yellow or the red, depending on the violation, right?
Yeah, that'd be correct.
Is that how that works? Okay, great. And then next we have a co-founder of the show, and he's the honorary president of the Peaky Blinders fan club, and he's the vice president of Bringer Inners. And now he's got a new segment that he's introducing to the show. It is Scouser Craig. Hello, Scouser
Craig.
How are we doing today?
He's revised.
Aloha.
Are we calling
Aloha.
Him?
All right. Hello in Hawaii.
Are we calling
That's
him
what we
professor
need.
Now?
We need a Hawaiian
professor.
Touch to
professor?
The show.
He's got the history lessons going
history
now.
Yeah,
we have a little snippet each week. Now we're going to do a snippet of a team, and we're going to have a little basic history of that team.
Sounds
and
good.
The Premiership. And well, it isn't just the Premiership.
So in other words, we have seven weeks straight of Liverpool history. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well,
we're going to call it where in the world is –
Craig.
Where in the EPL is Craig?
We're actually going to do Everton, which is actually
Everton.
Liverpool,
okay. So well, we're looking forward to that. Whatever we bring in. Then we have a guest, John. John, explain your background and what fan you are, because I've been confused so far.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
We didn't invite you. Either.
Welcome, John. Welcome.
I've got some friends that lost over there.
You're to begin with. You're also a fellow ref of Eric, right?
Yes.
So
I
you're.
Am, yeah.
So we got two guys totally hating now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's.
I think John lost a bet. Is what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Someone's got to do it. So I'm from Manchester. I've been over here just over a year now, and I'm a Newcastle United fan.
Okay. So how did that happen? Obvious question. You got two teams in Manchester, and you end up being.
Tim's face.
I know.
You can't see it on the podcast, but John actually has a Newcastle jersey on.
Yeah, and Tim's got this WTF look
on
his face.
Tim's going to make a sign on you. He's going to put signs up.
Yeah. He's got his Everton. At least, you know, he's got his Everton gear on. So, honestly, how did you become a Newcastle fan?
I was watching a game in 1996, and Newcastle United beat Manchester United 5-0 at St. James's Park. I was cheering for Newcastle, not knowing what was going on. My mum bought me a Newcastle jersey for Christmas, and then I just supported him ever since and never went back.
What the fuck? Yes, Tim.
Well done, Tim.
Well done, Tim. I love it.
You can't see it. Again, it's a podcast, but yes. He just up with a WTF with a question mark.
I can set that off at Everton fan because they've not won much recently.
I know.
Recently, so
we should have got a picture of that. We should get a picture of that and put it on the, the Twitter.
John, was Alan Shearer on that team that you watched that game?
Yeah, he was, yeah. The first those jersey goals? I got was number 9, Shearer, on the back of my jersey.
Right? He's a good player.
Alan Shearer and Les Ferdinand up front.
Those were the days.
For the fifth.
Well, he is wearing his Newcastle gear tonight.
I am. I've got to keep wearing it.
Yep.
We're in the
and he's showing up when they're in the relegation zone. So, hey, you're a true fan. He was born in Manchester. He shows up in a Newcastle jersey when they had one of the worst games of the year. And he showed us, hey, you're representing. Good for you. Okay. And then moving right along. Oh, what's
Eric, what's wrong with yours, man? What's
moving right along.
No, bring it down. He's making signs now, which is great.
Oh, is he? Yeah, make signs, Tim. That's brilliant.
That is
brilliant,
Tim, by the way.
It's like a webcam girl or something.
I know.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to take all his clothes off.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, what number do we call?
Yeah. No, keep them on.
See, Greg,
Tim,
I've
please.
Never experienced that. Tell me how that works. All right, hand signals. Okay, next with that great line is Spurs Greg. He's also the Prime Minister of the Orange County Spurs Club.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me back on again.
Absolutely. Love to have you. Always welcome. Okay.
Still don't want to be overconfident, do you?
No, he's still.
He's a little smug.
We're
going to
win
smug.
The league.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a little.
It's starting to come out.
Yeah, that's good.
There's reasons why we'll win the league, but it'll be by default when Leicester get done for doping in 10 years' time.
Yeah. Or else the next game they get stuck in traffic for like 2 hours and they can't do it. Okay, well, speaking of Leicester.
Greg, oh, here we go. I love Greg. Okay, the gay show's next week, Tim.
Oh, man, too bad podcast listeners can't see what's going on here. It's a great time.
It's
okay, so let's talk about the race. Let's get an update. Leicester, 9 points, right, Miss Jane?
9 points clear.
9 points
they're,
from. Well,
they're
nine,
guaranteed
seven
in the
clear,
oh, sorry,
nine points.
9 points from gotcha.
Yeah, I know
within
what you mean.
It. Okay, 9 points.
They clinched the Champions League.
Yeah, they've already clinched.
They clinched Champions League, yep.
Wow, how about that? And they
so
continued,
guaranteed money so far for them.
And they continued their 1-0 string.
Not only that, they've been invited to that,
Champions Cup
here in America.
Yeah, they're assuming they're going to win it.
Really?
They're going to be playing PSG on the Friday at the Rose Bowl.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. We'll be there.
That's they're going to play PSG.
Oh, wow.
We'll be there.
No, I'm going up and watching the other Liverpool game in San Francisco. Mm,
so we got two big
no,
games.
We had a, Craig, we had a bet, didn't we? We had some kind of bet. You going to pay me now?
You know what?
You going to pay me now?
No.
You gonna pay me now?
Yeah, sure. I'll pay you.
I would have bet top six, top four.
I'll pay you.
And it was
now,
bet six.
All right, all right.
If you pay you now, it's $5 as opposed to 10.
Yeah, here he goes. Here he's trying to cut his losses.
He lost.
All right, so
he lost.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Leicester. I mean, it's exciting. It's history making. They're gonna make a movie. They've got to make a movie, right?
Oh, they don't do that in the
unless
UK.
Tottenham comes back.
They don't. You know what? They never do that in the UK.
We don't need them.
They don't do that.
No,
no movie.
Oh
man.
When have you ever seen really a soccer movie from the UK?
Well, there was
you
that,
that Newcastle one.
There's that one with Beckham.
The one
Ben and Beckham.
One, two, three.
Yeah, that was years ago.
And there's one with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Green Street as well.
Okay. So you don't think they're making a movie of it, huh, Greg? You're saying no.
No.
Well, I think. Vardy being a racist probably doesn't help them when they want to.
Oh, is he really?
Well, he got that. Did anyone? Has anyone even seen that?
What is it?
When he was at a casino in somewhere in some shit area of the Midlands.
Blackpool?
And Blackpool, probably.
Probably Blackpool.
And there was a Japanese man there, and they had an altercation, and he kept calling him. He's like, "What? He's jog on, Jap, jog on, jog on." And he kept repeating himself then tried to fight him. And obviously it went viral.
Those were in the good years of Vardy's life, right?
Was that years ago? Was that years ago or was this recently?
This is in the summer. This is in the summer.
Red card. Tim's got a red card.
Well done. Well done.
I don't think Hollywood necessarily like that kind of.
Yeah, maybe not.
I would like to say something. They did comment this week on the Leicester Tottenham. He said at the end of the day, next year, Tottenham will be competing for the Premiership. The likelihood of Leicester competing with the Premiership is slim.
Of course, because they don't have the
the money and the depth.
The depth.
So
really.
Let me ask a question: since you guys grown up watching, top division, how often does that ever happen? Someone who's in relegation battle. And they come back the very next year.
Never happened.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
It is movie material. But it's like they don't make movies in England about soccer much.
Well, aside from the movies, I'm just saying in general,
I don't think that's ever happened.
Happens.
I think it's huge.
It never happens.
I don't think so either.
Because a player from non-league, especially who was playing for Fleetwood, maybe four or five seasons ago, he's now playing for England.
And he was wearing an electronic bracelet, remember? And he only could play till halftime.
Who's that?
Vardy.
Jamie Vardy. Vardy.
Yeah.
Could only play till halftime because if he didn't get home in time, he missed his curfew.
I totally believe it. He looks like a street fighter when he's out there.
He's skinny as fucking camp.
He does. Hey, skinny, tough guys are the worst ones to fight.
But you got to love it. Come on. You got to love it. Bracelet and all. You got to love it.
Bracelet and all.
Hey, come on.
Hey, I'll second it, John.
Guys at the top of the heap right now. Bracelet and all.
You know what? It's funny. It is a Cinderella story, but it also gives kudos to the Premiership that someone from a lower division, but just a smaller team can actually compete, at the level that is, the Premiership. But you have got a lot of big teams faltering. Like, you have got Man United, you have got Liverpool, you have got, who else would you say is faltering? Chelsea. So you got a lot of people faltering there. So it is the option.
It is a perfect setup for them.
The perfect storm for them because there are, Chelsea, who would have thunk that they would have been so bad this season, even though they're right behind Liverpool right now, right?
Nope, four points.
They are right behind them.
Yeah.
Let me just add in there that he said big clubs and he mentioned Liverpool.
I like this guy.
Really?
Wow, nice. I like this.
He's going to fit right in.
Guy
come back anytime.
Right next to me.
Since when does ninth constitute
being
a big club?
Even though I'm a Liverpool fan, I like it when the
five
guy
Europeans
comes
not. Barcelona, by the way, only have five.
Okay, history lesson. We don't need.
Of course.
Can I just say from a Spurs perspective that the Spurs have scored the most goals, conceded the least. And the last time a team who did that and didn't win the title, I think, was in 1998. So that's kind
really?
Of,
wow.
That probably there is the most Spursy thing that's happened in a long time.
That's Spursy.
It's another example of Spurs being Spurs. I mean, the one season we probably will finish above Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea, all of the big clubs.
And still not
We're not going to win the title because fucking Leicester are going to win it. So... That's the life of a Spurs.
Hey, that's
fan.
A good reason to be bitter.
I'm not bitter.
Bear in mind, when Liverpool lost the title 2 years ago, they were the best team in the league. They just faltered right. They faltered right at the end.
Man City scored more than
Leicester
than you
is not going to do it. They're not going to falter. They have that confidence. They have that X factor that's just
very
keep
bitter.
Going
yes,
through.
I mean they'd
no,
have
they're
to
they're
really.
Consistent. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is consistent.
That's what happens when you lose at the end. It's because the consistency.
And the best
is
thing is about Leicester. They need the 9 points. They can't actually win the title at Old Trafford of all places.
Is that right?
Which will be a great...
That'd be great. The thing about Leicester is they look so different from every other team. They look so much quicker. I don't know if that just because they are.
It's all counterattack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all counterattack. And they've got to have unbelievable fitness to be able to do that.
The guy Kyle described it perfectly. What's his name?
Kyle Martinez.
Okay, he said, with Leicester, it's like when you play tennis against a wall. The harder you hit, the harder it comes back at you. Yeah. So the better you play against Leicester, the worse it's going to be for you because they're a counterattacking team. So the more you attack, the more they have opportunities. So, they've played it right.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. They didn't play like that last year.
The last nine games, they would have won the Premiership.
Where it was, right? Yeah. So what do you think was the kicking point?
The performance-enhancing drugs, probably.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
That's his story.
Hey, Greg, that sounds bitter. There are
rumors going around.
Are there rumors?
I'm telling you, there's
You're
rumors.
You're starting them. right
there
here.
There was in the Sunday Times last
week. If you look at the way... way that team runs and has that energy, I'd be suspicious. Absolutely. They don't get tired.
That little Conte? Wow.
Oh, that guy's awesome, isn't he?
That guy is unbelievable. But he's not perfect on the ball. He's not a great passer. But, my God, he's in every tackle. He's in every stop. But
he's got endless energy.
Once this team wins the title, if they win the title, and the team gets broken up because people are going to buy, like Liverpool and everyone else is going to buy someone, will they perform with other teams as good as they're performing now? Or are they performing such as a team, you break them up, going to, you know, it's not going to be the same.
I mean, when you have that much chemistry amongst those players and they're playing, you know, so few, they start the same starting lineup every week. I think it's easy if you just change one or two of those pieces for them to lose that chemistry. That's what I'm guessing. What do you think?
Can anyone just, even if they don't get out of the knockout, you know, first round of the Champions League, they win league. How many millions will they get just for winning league and then winning league and then getting into Champions League? How much will they get?
Just getting 20 million in there.
$1 million.
I think it's 20 million.
Plus,
it's a lot.
Plus the TV deal money coming in next year
exactly.
as well. They're going to get even more.
So this is why I don't think they maybe will lose a lot of players. Because they are gonna make Champions League.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think more players are going to go to Leicester.
Yeah,
they're in the Champions League, and players want to play in the Champions League.
And the bench isn't that deep, absolutely. So they know they're going to get to play.
Yes.
We talked about this last week. You go to somewhere like Man City, and the likes of Delph. He sits on the bench half the time. You know,
to be fair, who wouldn't want to live in Leicester? I mean, come on.
I got cousins in Leicester.
we keep forgetting.
I got family in Leicester.
What kind of town is it? Is it an industrial town?
It's a shithole.
It's a big city?
It's not very nice.
A shithole.
No. What is it equivalent to in here in the United States?
What's he saying?
Yeah, it's probably like
Birmingham,
Compton.
Alabama.
Like Alabama?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham? Oh, yeah.
It's very racist.
They don't talk about it very much, but they do have some definite
some guys
racial things going on right now.
My mother's brother lived there, and they worked at the pet food factory for years.
Pedigree Chum,
yeah. He worked there for years. He was a jockey to start with. I think he was on the books of Everton, actually.
I'd rather work at Walker's.
Wow.
Walker's, Chris.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that last week, so it's... That's that copy. So let's go to second place, Spurs.
Dang,
how you
call
feeling?
Call them right out.
What's that?
Call them right out.
You bet.
Spurs,
so
huh?
Second Spurs so far.
You know that we haven't beaten Man United at Old Trafford at White Hart Lane since 2001.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with how this season's going, even if we don't win the league.
Like, I bet.
Beat Man United, beat Man City.
Didn't beat Liverpool.
Didn't beat Liverpool, but at least we didn't get beaten by them like last season.
They didn't beat Newcastle also, and that's not anything to be proud of this season.
I'm quite happy that we gifted Newcastle 6 points.
So you can tell a Newcastle fan, he points out the teams he's lost to.
They have an amazing...
Which is a lot.
It just doesn't sound right with the Manchester accents. It really is.
I don't know the difference, but yeah, I can see the way you guys are reacting to it.
We have a lad we know, Jordy Allen, but he's not allowed in here because he punched the owner here. But he has a big, thick Geordie accent, and there is a difference.
Some guy actually punched the owner of this place?
Yeah, punched Simon.
Simon.
Oh, wow. Time, yeah.
That'll get you out of here. But you're right. You got to be happy. You got your 6 points up on your arch enemy, so that's got to make you – but, you know, you don't want to get cocky. But I think the thing about Spurs, and we talked a little bit about this last week, is the future looks bright as long as you hold on to Pochettino, right?
It. Yeah, we got the youngest squad in the league.
Yep.
We've scored the most goals. We've conceded the least. I mean, if someone said to me at the beginning of the season, that's what was going to happen, I would have laughed in their face.
Yeah.
So can't complain.
Well, Greg is Pochettino the key? Is he the key to the kingdom?
Yeah.
So whether you lose some players to, you know, big deals somewhere else, you think you'll still be all right as long as he's around?
Yeah, I think there's very little that you can say that isn't just fantastic about Pochettino. He's obviously a very good manager. He dresses very well. He's proper dapper. He's not that I care.
When he's interviewed, he's so kind of underspoken too, you know?
And what I like, actually, he doesn't bring in much controversy.
You know what dapper means?
Him and Ranieri are both, and this is what I really like about this season. Even if I'm trying to be a little bit neutral about it, it's that you have two managers and two teams that seem to have just got, there's no egos in either the Leicester and the Spurs teams. The managers haven't got any egos, they just get on with it, and that's just refreshing, because we've had like Man United with Ferguson, who's a great manager, but he's let's be honest, a total cunt.
Yes,
and then
totally agree.
Yeah,
and then we had like Mourinho, who is equally just a vicious horrible cunt. And now we have two managers who seem
like... Well, Greg, I've got a question. Are you concerned that he's going to be given some big paycheck by another club and want to leave at the end of the season? Or has he got some kind of ridiculous bonus like the Leicester manager has? Because remember, I think I told you guys maybe 3 or 4 months ago, he gets £100,000 for every place I think they finish above third from bottom. So,
oh my god,
Ranieri does.
Yeah, he's getting quite a nice bonus.
But the Premiership has got so much more money the next season.
Yeah,
that you can, like we talked about, we now have the best managers in the world. Why would he go to anyone else? Tottenham at
the
king of the hill
right
now.
I mean, he's gonna have Champions League next year. So I'm sure he's gonna get.
I'd be very surprised if he left.
He's gonna get a bonus or something at the end of the year if he doesn't get a new contract.
I'll tell you what, if they sell Harry Kane and he's gone.
Yeah.
Harry Kane is pivotal to that. He's not
I just can't see that happening
leaving.
Either. He's a
I don't
Spurs
think he's
going to
leave.
No,
Greg,
I don't think he's going to leave. Why would he?
Greg, next year,
why would he leave?
What position do you think, I mean, they're so balanced. If they had to add to that team in order to do better in the Champions League and obviously, you know, make a run and possibly win the league, what positions would you say they need? Where should they go to try and improve or add depth?
Well, I think we should probably just sign Coutinho because he blatantly doesn't want to play for Liverpool. He wants to play for a decent club.
I'm happy to think that he thinks Coutinho is...
I think actually he's a fantastic player.
Is that the same
he's
with Gareth Bale?
He's not going to leave Liverpool. Truthfully answering your question, I think we really need a striker and probably another player in sort of the defensive midfield mold. Mm-hmm. And if we can get two really, really world-class quality players.
Because you've got Dyer and who's the other guy?
So we have Eric Dyer, who's pretty much our only
he's a converted center-back, right?
Defensive midfielder. And after that, mm-hmm. we're pretty light in that area.
Uh-huh.
And then we only have Harry Kane, who's a traditional striker. So
right.
I think we need two more in those positions. And if we keep all of the players we have right now and keep Pochettino, then I really think that we could be challenging again. I just think the team is just there's just such a good balance there.
Yeah,
and they obviously love playing with each other, and they're also very young. So
right.
you would expect they would just continue to get better.
How many are going to be in the England squad this summer? Six of them?
There's got to be at least
six
of them.
Yeah. Spurs on the England squad.
And I'm all right with that, and I think Craig would agree with me. I think it's great.
But there's 10 on the Israeli squad.
Yes.
Greg, how do you think that's going to affect you
that's
when
great.
The season starts back up after the Euros? Let's say England gets really, really far, maybe even the end.
That's not going to happen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the joke of the night.
That's the joke of the night. Yeah.
Hey, I don't
know. You're not English, are you, Vinny?
They got a good chance. They're probably one of the best teams out there. They literally have a chance.
I'd like to think so.
No. Belgium?
I would anticipate a glorious failure in the group stages awaits us.
What about how deep is your bench?
The England bench?
No,
or the Spurs? The Spurs bench in those two positions that I just mentioned that we're light, but everywhere else is pretty much at least two what you would consider to be pretty solid players in that position.
So one of my favorite players on the U.S. national team is DeAndre Yedlin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any room there because they've got four. You guys have like four.
Yeah, he's not as good as Kyle Walker or
Danny
Kieran
Rose
Trippier
or
on
Trippier.
The right. He's not going to play on the right. So
is he on the right?
He's a right back. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see them? Do you see them either moving him to a winger or do they get rid of him?
I actually think he'd probably end up permanently moving to Sunderland. I just don't think that there is.
No
a
room.
Case to have.
Yeah.
And really, do we want to ruin his career by just farming him out to random teams till the rest of his contract runs out? I think they'll probably give him the opportunity to go play championship football
next year.
I think he could be a good mid-table player.
He could go to Everton.
I don't think he's good enough yet for the championship.
I think he'd be good at Everton. They got some sketchy defenders right now, right?
Yeah, I think Tim's probably writing something on a piece of paper.
Oh, is
saying,
it?
Yes. Go ahead,
Tim.
Here we go. No, he's not.
I'm an Everton fan today.
Why doesn't Tim text you?
No, Tim doesn't love America.
No, we can write him down. He's got a big pad there.
Yeah,
but then Jim
you
can
text me on Twitter. Do the Twitter notification if you'd like, Tim, and I can share your...
No, but Tim, I like what you're doing. Put it up on the board if someone pisses you off. As long as it's not me.
Oh, he's doing it. Maybe he's
oh,
already
red
doing
card.
It.
Red card's up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Red card's up. Yes, Tim.
Red cards. All right. I love this guy, man. He is a soccer fan to the max.
You know what? I think it's a shame that we don't have video here because I think some of the
it's pretty boring sitting here watching people talk.
Especially with you two. So it makes it just like...
You and the horse you rode in on, you scouser. All right.
You've got to switch it round to him.
So let's switch it around. Let's see. So okay, so we have Arsenal. No Arsenal guys. I'm happy. I kind of am rooting for you, you know, because of the Arsenal thing.
Oh,
finish
that's
above
nice
them.
About you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
they're done.
Thank you very much.
Done, right?
Is it time for Wenger to step down?
I think it is.
Yeah.
You probably don't want him to because he never does anything with them. But
if there was ever a year they could have made a run, it would be this year. And they still didn't make a run.
I'm sorry, that club
boring.
Looks like, just like we were saying a couple of shows ago, they look content with just
they're
getting
just
a top four, getting eliminated. They've
just got a weird mentality.
You know what?
He runs them like he's a bank manager.
He does.
He's looking to the future where he gets on the board or whatever.
I could see those guys like
it's
about.
It's all about the dollars. And
I could see them like in 1932 building this Maginot line and never imagining anybody going around it. It's like, okay, there's that line and, you know, it's that mentality.
Can
it's
you
like
explain
it's
the Maginot line to people?
No, I'm assuming we're all fairly educated.
They don't have any player that has his heart on
exactly.
them. They just don't. Everyone used to say, oh, they play so well. Yeah, but no one is like sweat and blood.
No.
They don't have
The opposite of Leicester. Leicester is total. I mean, they just go. I don't know if it's, you know, drug induced, but.
Yes,
Greg has
wait
brought
for
that
Greg.
To the show.
Greg has convinced himself.
Greg said, "I've heard it somewhere."
You can all come back and
okay, we'll
in
see.
10 years, you can all.
It is amazing how every time the other team gets the ball, someone's breaking on them. You know, and then this guy gets the ball, and someone's breaking on. And Arsenal's completely the opposite. You know, in my opinion, they're just kind of they want to look great. You know, they got the tight, they got the abs working, and the unis are tight.
Yeah.
And they're kind of concerned about how they look. And I think you know, one of the pundits pointed that out at the beginning. I think it was Gary Lineker. So the problem they have is
but he has a little bit of a bias tendency with his comments now.
What did he say?
He said at the beginning of the season the problem that Arsenal has is they're in the selfies and they're in the abs. It's just which kind of, you know, in a way that kind of says it. I'm not sure if Leonard Gruber, one of those pundits like that.
It was me.
Is it you? Okay. It's Scouts of Craig. He's
how
brilliant.
Good was that game, though, on the weekend, the West Ham Arsenal game?
That's
one of my favorite Premier League games that I've seen in years.
That was great.
It didn't
and you know
called.
What? I mean, you've got to.
Was that only
Andy
because
Cattle
he scored three games?
Could have scored a couple others.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with him is why can you turn it on now and not the rest of the season? Why all of a sudden does he turn it on?
Because he's going to
get
injured.
He's got it in him. He's still got it in him. He does.
But you know what? He's
trying
hands,
to make the England squad.
He's like Sturridge. He's just like Sturridge. Like, he's got enough gift that he can get on any Premier League team, but because he's always injured, it's just like.
Yeah,
you
too
know,
fragile.
That's where he's at.
Too
yeah.
fragile.
There is something great as well about, like, a traditional, robust number nine like that, just rising like a salmon and fucking powering headers in.
Yeah.
You don't really see it that often anymore because obviously the game's moved on to more sort of intricate play. So when you see, like, West Ham just putting crosses in and Carroll just leaping over everyone with that
what,
stupid
did you
haircut.
Watch the Stoke game?
Yeah, I watched
it. Yeah, right? They were Stoke, their only option to do anything was just
crouch
and just throw him in there. For
But you know what? If we're switching to the Liverpool game here, I was quite shocked. I thought we would lose that game because of the Europa game on the Thursday, which
we
is the death knell.
We don't need to transition to Liverpool.
How that happen?
He transitioned to Vinny, you monk.
We're going to get there in a minute. We just don't want to spend the next half an hour talking about Liverpool.
No, him. She's like, you transitioned and she's looking at me.
We should talk about just right because it said Liverpool doesn't mean we automatically transition.
Yeah.
The minute we say Red
Stoke
or
game.
Liverpool, we transition.
I know.
Hey, we should talk about the relegation battle. So
we will. We are. We're getting there. We're gonna get there. So
no Liverpool. Let's not talk about Liverpool today.
Yeah, let's not.
I like that. That's
we cover them. We do a good job of covering them. So hey, that's a transition,
okay,
John. Share with us your pain.
We'll be able to talk then.
I shouldn't have turned up today.
How do you feel? So here's two questions. Share with us how you're feeling and that whole part. And what do you think they have to do? Can they make a quick rebound next year? Or do you think they're going to do a Leeds and be stuck in championship hell for like the next 10 years?
That's mean.
What did you call on Leeds for?
No. Are you talking about me? Or because I know.
You?
Oh,
yes,
I thought you talked about
that's
Chelsea.
Mean.
Well, it's true. Don't you think? Come on.
Could have said Blackburn
don't have
or something.
To like.
It's not hell. It's more like purgatory.
Is it purgatory?
Obvious.
Okay, I mean because kidding. I state that I know you're.
I'm kidding.
Of course you are.
You know, Jim, that's a good question because last time Newcastle went down, they went right straight up, right?
Yeah, we did.
And
we
it was
finished on that over 100
it was,
points.
Yeah, it was.
Was
you guys had a great.
That
was
really
so great.
Yeah. So how do you think this team looks this time around than as a last time?
I think they look worse than last time.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping, and there's still hope there. We've got 6 games left. A lot of people think we're gone, but
Mathematically, you don't, right? You still have a chance.
Hoping, yeah. I think we've got three games left where we've got Swansea at home, Aston Villa away, and Crystal Palace at home.
Oh, man, those are must-wins, are there?
I think they're winnable games.
Okay, yeah, they are.
Which could keep us up, but it's obviously depending on what Norwich do. And Norwich have got Sunderland at weekend. Oh. And believe it or not,
that's going to be huge.
I'm hoping Sunderland win that because they won't get out the relegation zone. But if Norwich win another game, that's going to be 9 points.
Yeah,
that's the worst. You have to hopefully
rely on other people, on the other teams.
The Tottenham, City, and Liverpool. So yeah, like I say, them three games are must win.
You can get a win on both those clubs.
Never know.
The only problem is it's the form going into them. I mean, the Norwich game was a must win last week, and getting beaten in the last minute was an absolute killer.
That was brutal.
Are you playing better though? Do you think the team's playing better, or is it just? Do you think it's just status quo and they're just going through the motions?
I think we're playing a little better, but it's just too little too late. I mean, we just left it too long with McLaren in charge. I mean, I'm probably only one of the few who wanted McLaren to stay. I don't think he was the problem. I mean, we had John Carver last season and we didn't do a very good job under
it's a
him.
Nightmare.
But then McLaren's come in and it's same old. I've always said from the start it's the owner and like buying the wrong players. I don't think it's the manager's
whatsoever. He's in charge of buying the players, right?
And he even said at the end of last season, he said, I'm staying at this club until we win something, so he could be around for a very, very long time, unless he's counting the championship as a trophy.
But you guys spent like $80 million, right?
Yeah. Well, we got John-Joel Shelvey and Andreas Townsend, and I thought when we bought them players in the transfer window, I thought, right.
I love Andreas Townsend. Yeah. He played for Leeds on loan, and he was just fantastic.
He is a good player.
I can't believe Swansea let Shelvey go. I thought he was doing great.
Well, same, man.
He was doing great.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some great players in that team. That's the problem.
What about Cisse? He's not on his game either, huh?
I just think since Demba Ba left, Cisse's gone downhill. I'm just looking at the strikers and the defence. I mean, the defence has been a problem for the last, like, 10 seasons. But strikers, I mean, since Shearer and Demba Ba, we've not had anyone up front who, like, really,
really does anything.
We've got Mitrovic here and there, but he's not consistent enough.
Yeah,
we've got
no
top goal scorer.
Now, Benitez is definitely gone, right? If they get relegated.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't have got the job in the first place.
I mean, really?
It's like saying to someone in a job, you know, if you do a bad job, you can leave and, you know, we'll pay you off.
Yeah.
Anyone's going to take it. But giving it to Benitez, and he's not a manager in that position to get someone out that really... And I don't blame Benitez one bit. It's not his fault we're in this situation. Because it's been since day one of this season that, even last season, since Pardew's gone, we've just completely lost the plot.
Was that Benitez signing, like, out of left field for everybody?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Well,
did you support them getting rid of Pardew?
The thing is, Pardew decided to leave.
He wanted to go back home to London.
He was in some deep trouble, taking a lot of crap.
But the problem was, you can't keep Newcastle fans happy. I mean, I didn't want Pardew to leave. I think he was doing a great job. I mean, he was inconsistent, but at least we're in the relegation zone now and we're in big trouble.
Right.
He got us into like the top five, and obviously if it weren't for Chelsea winning the Champions League that season, we could have been in the Champions League and things could have been a lot different.
I've heard that Newcastle is the most political environment with their fans.
It is, because it's just like there's nothing else there. Robinson's go and watch football on a Saturday.
Newcastle and Leeds fans are very similar. There's a huge divide. The fans are either okay and they'll support the team through thick and thin, and okay, we just got to keep going. And then you've got this divide that just they're never happy.
Yeah,
they
expect too much. They want to be up where like the Keegan days of being at the top two, and we're just not nowhere near.
I think you guys will come straight back up though, because I think he will. He's prepared to spend the money.
Yeah,
his ego is that big that.
It's just the problem is obviously we dropped down six seasons ago, and I thought after that, I thought, right, we'll bounce straight back up, which we did, and I thought, that's it, Premier League, next 10 seasons, let's go at it now. I mean, a couple of seasons ago, we finished fifth, and now we're nearly back in the Championship. And the thing
it's gotta
be rough. The Championship is a harder division to get out of, and Aston Villa are a good team.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're not this season, but... They are big enough
to come back up. And that's a great club,
it's
too.
It's going to be really hard.
It's amazing to see Aston Villa and Newcastle.
Two massive
and then probably
Sunderland.
And you know what? I don't see Newcastle going down.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think Newcastle goes down.
Who's going down?
How about you, John?
I hope so.
Norwich, they're in good form right now.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
It only takes about one more game for Norwich to win, and they're done, right?
They're a team that's actually digging those wins out that they need, and they're actually doing that.
The thing is, Norwich, the game last week, I think that was the defining moment.
You have to say
moment.
Norwich for the Yanks.
Norwich.
Norwich.
I just think that was the deciding game.
I agree with you.
And
I think that was it.
Benitez has come in, new team. You'd expect a win to come soon, and then we got.
Although you're right,
if
Sunderland beats them this week, right?
Well, the only problem is Sunderland beat Norwich. That's great, but Newcastle have got to win a game. If they don't win a game, we're going down.
The problem is they've scored they can't score. Can
I really think if we don't win on Saturday, that is it.
Yeah.
If we don't win on Saturday, we're
playing
Swansea at home.
They just beat Chelsea.
I know.
Yeah, Swansea's tough.
I think Swansea are safe. So, yeah, pretty much no win on Saturday. I think that's it. We're gone. I really do.
Dang. It's going to be a rough weekend for you, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
Now, Craig,
they'll still turn
what
up.
Was it about his accent that confused you?
He
came in with
Newcastle.
The shirt on.
Yeah,
he has, hello, lad. How you doing? That's a Manchester accent.
That's a bad
Manchester
accent.
Hello, lad.
Okay.
How you doing?
Oh, now, Jane, you do it. What?
A white man.
The accent.
A white man.
A white man. How you doing?
How you doing?
Why I? That's Jordan.
Yes, he is.
DeJong is a scumbag. But he plays for LA now. Fuck you. hey, Tim, we paid for a
excursion.
We paid $140. We're going to a greet meet with Steven Gerrard.
It was.
It
was very hard to get out.
The Galaxy. I don't know who we're playing. It's May 8th, so I don't know who we're playing, but we're going to meet Steven Gerrard and we get a free scarf.
Steven Gerrard.
He kicks the ball 30 yards. He's big and he's fucking hard. Steve Gerrard. Oh, you got one. Tim.
I thought that myself. It's not Steven Gerrard anymore. It's Slippy G, isn't it?
Slippy G.
He slips, he stamps, he comes to play for the Yanks. Steve Gerrard.
I have a question because I don't follow the Galaxy at all.
We're talking about Galaxy.
Tim,
hold on. We haven't even gone across the.
I have a quick question. certain friends of ours go on and on about Steven Gerrard and how terrible he's playing for the Galaxy. Is he playing that terrible? I don't know.
You know what? We only follow when we go to the games. We're going to one.
Because he's not getting any bad press. I mean, I guess that could be
the Galaxy don't get any
I think
press.
The thing is, though, Steven Gerrard is very, very good in that team because the standard of the soccer is not obviously as
You know what? He's
fast.
Not used to the weather. The weather
it's getting...
But
him.
Jane, it's no different. Excuse. It's no different than when Beckham came, and
Beckham was a different player.
He was out all the time.
Beckham's a slow midfielder. He's just going to pass the ball. Steven Gerrard's heart and soul. He's going to run. It's a different. They play different type of games.
Well, there's just an expectation. Oh, he's coming from the English Premier. He's going to be amazing.
I just think there's
and
no,
they got to just settle
there's
in.
There's no pressure on him though.
No,
I mean,
I don't think. I personally don't really think he wanted to come.
I don't think so either.
And we've talked about this. I'm not impressed, especially now Rodgers is gone. I think the way they treated him was really poor. I think he should have stayed another season.
Yeah, if they treated him right, he'd still be there. He'd be finishing up the season.
Look at them. They're not doing that great.
If I ever get to speak to him, I'll say, I watched the games in and out. He lost.
Yeah. I think the problem is there was...
That'll get him on the show. You're going to say that to him. Yeah, right.
Jim, wouldn't you say after...
We'll be kicked out.
After reading his book, he's still kind of just sort of assimilating his career, and he's a little disappointed about some things about his career. I don't think he's charged about being with Galaxy.
No, I don't think he
wanted to come here.
I think that was a move. I think he acted kind of quickly.
I think he semi-regrets it. I think he should have just waited to see how Rodgers panned out and really fought for that 1 year contract. Forget about your ego, thinking you deserve a 2 year or what contract, whatever.
I agree with you.
And I think they miss him in the dressing room.
Okay, well, let's move over to give the floor to the Scouser and let's review the history of Everton.
We need a little theme song for this segment.
Time it, please?
We're going to time it. You got five minutes. We're giving
five.
Well, we're all talking now.
This is a new segment called History or Bullshit. Oh, bullshit. Okay.
Usually all we hear is this ancient history. So we're going to hear the history of Everton.
This week I chose Everton.
And your
Everton.
Time's up. Thank you.
Why did I choose Everton? Because they are our rivals and they are our
Of course.
And they're not the cross-town rivals. They're actually the cross-park rivals. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Greg. Let's move on.
Because you're only a mile away, right?
I'm going to start with a couple. This, by the way, is not a question and answer. It's straightforward. Just give you an information.
He has notes.
Is this history?
Yeah, that's going to
fly.
Everton were founded in 1878. They were originally called St. Domingo's FC.
Because?
Because that's who founded them. It was a church, Catholic church.
Now, really?
Here's a question out to everybody.
You said it was no question and answers.
No, I'm going to put it out there anyway.
James Brinkley?
Something you didn't know. What was the name of their first stadium? Do not answer if you
know. I know.
You know because I told you.
Yeah, no,
told
I guessed it.
Everton, originally Anfield. Played at Anfield.
They did, wow.
Yes, they were
so
at Anfield Stadium.
Now, what year was that? That wasn't back
was
in 1878.
88,
okay.
What happened was they disagreed with the owner of the ground, and there's a couple of, you know, in-depth reasons of why they didn't want to pay. The guy was actually, he owned the rights to the selling of, like, pies and what have you, and he also wanted to increase the rents. So they said no. So they decided to move across the park and created Goodison.
Well, when was
that?
Was
1892.
1892
is
Goodison.
Which was the time, the formation of Liverpool. Right.
Yeah, okay. So how they old is Anfield?
No, hold on, wait there.
When
it's
was Anfield
question
built?
And answer. They have won one UEFA Cup Winners' Cup, which no longer exists.
UEFA for the English
UEFA.
People.
Yeah,
in
so if you won the FA Cup or the League Cup, you could qualify to go into a Cup Winners' Cup with all the other European teams.
And they won that one time.
They won that.
When, what year was that?
They won.
What year was that?
They won nine league titles.
Can you tell us what year that
can
was?
Can you tell
please?
Us what year? I'm
they
curious
to
know.
They won five FA Cups.
No.
Obviously, he didn't do all his homework, Mr.
They are the only club that have played 100 years in top-flight football.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, how'd you pick Everton for this
their first
opening?
League title? Remember, it's not a fucking question and answer. Their first league title was in 1891, which is a year before Liverpool were formed.
We need music behind this.
Right? I know.
They have one of the greatest players in football that today has never been beaten, Dixie Dean. He scored 60 goals in one season.
Dixie
was
Dean?
39 games.
39, right? 60 goals.
When he finished, he'd scored 383 goals in 433 matches.
Wow.
Never been beaten.
What era was that?
I'm just, I told you, this is not a fucking question.
He doesn't know.
This is
know.
A lecture. You need to be taking
he
notes.
He doesn't know
it
all
was
the facts.
It was the 1930s. He died in 1930s.
That's what I'm wondering. Right? Okay, there we go. That's all I'm
the
asking.
The emblem is the Prince Rupert Tower that still stands today in Everton Brow in Everton. Right?
So Everton is a town?
No.
That's,
no. Everton is like a neighborhood inside Liverpool.
Okay.
All right.
It's like Compton.
Okay.
It is.
The reason they are called the Toffees.
Good question.
Okay. They love to eat toffee?
No. There was two toffee providers in that area that created toffees. So
like
this
the candy,
Mar
right?
Bushel
when you say toffees, the candy toffee,
toffees,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Mark
yeah.
Bushel decided to create a toffee called the Everton Mint.
Neil, yeah. What do you say?
Yeah, I have
put
not put
up.
That up, mate. I've not put that. No,
Neil
that is. I am not going to put that one on.
I don't know. I have no idea what
that
is.
That is the. That's the. The.
Is that like
can't
a Catholic?
Latin.
Is that like a Catholic church time kind of thing?
Can you let me fucking finish?
It's on their badge. This is captivating.
Old Mrs.
Even a guy we can't hear is putting Scouser in his
Mrs.
place.
Old Mrs. Bushel created the Everton Mint, which is a mint humbug, which is absolutely delicious.
What is it?
A mint? It's like this. It's got like a sugar outing with a caramel in the middle. It's absolutely delicious, and they are sold all over the country called Everton Mint.
Everton Mint.
I'll suck on that.
She got together.
John, have you had an Everton Mint?
She got together.
That's good stuff. Huh?
She got together with the owners of Everton at the time, and what she did was she said, "Can I have a lady go round the ground and throw toffees out to the people in the crowd, which is the toffee lady,
gotcha.
Right? So they're called the toffees. She sold them at the ground.
Okay.
Wow, that's man. It?
They are one of the 12 founding members of the league, which was formed in 1888.
So the first real league was 1888.
Yes.
Is that the FA, the Football Association? Is that?
That that's is the league.
Football Association. They called it soccer
back then. I don't know
whether
it was FA, it was the league.
Okay.
All right.
The league. Okay.
FA.
And they were the founder, one of the founder members.
In those days, they called it soccer, right?
Football.
But I thought soccer.
Soccer
came
is an American abbreviation
it is
of
not
association.
Originally, it was association. It's not American. It was
excuse
the
me, I'm
English,
doing history.
The English came up with the term soccer.
They did.
Right?
It's true.
But we've never called it soccer.
I know that.
Football.
But at one point, for about 20 years, you did call it soccer.
No, we didn't.
Back in those
I think
days,
it was football. Right, I think.
Am I right?
Might be right.
He's
yeah,
right.
I'm sure I've
Thank
heard
you.
This before.
Craig. Craig should know. He was there.
Craig was there. Just Derek.
Let's ask him.
Eric the ref,
Craig,
with a sniper kill shot.
Are they best buddies?
I like
with that, he's not even my buddy. He's a twat.
He walks alone.
Yeah, I walk alone. Yeah.
He walks alone.
End. Isn't this the first part of five
on Everton?
No, we can go. We can go further. We're not covering everything.
Every question I have, you don't have the answer to.
I told you this isn't a question and answer.
This isn't working for me.
Now, Craig,
actually, it is.
As a Scouser Liverpool guy, what made you choose Everton?
Hey, there we go. Look at Tim. Nine championships,
well,
five FA Cups. I didn't hear that.
Wait.
Where's that?
He did say that.
Nine times league champions.
He did.
Five times FA Cup. One time UEFA Cup. You weren't listening, Tim. Fuck off.
Hey, that's okay, Tim.
That was a good book report.
I didn't retain it either.
First league title, Tim, 1891.
Right. When was the last league title?
1986, I believe.
Oh,
1986. Are you agreeing with that?
85, 86.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, yes.
Hey, Craig.
I told you, this is no fucking question answer.
Craig, how many teams were around in 1891?
We have 12.
There were 12 teams.
Wigan, Aston Villa, West Bromwich Albion, Notts County. No, Spurs were not one of them. It was all midfield and northern teams.
1886, that was when we found it.
Leeds were 19.
I think they were like 19. Liverpool were in there, obviously, because we weren't founded until 1992. But we have Notts County, West Bromwich Albion, Aston Villa, Preston North End.
What about Stoke?
Stoke went in there.
Stoke, 1896.
We have Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday. So it was mainly the Northern Midwest clubs that came.
Now, when this was going on, were a lot of people watching the games? Or is this like Sunday League?
Have you ever seen YouTube and looked up really old games? It's all men, of course.
Right.
And it was all. Thank you. It was all standing.
So it's like Sunday leagues, right?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
They
just stood around, and it's like
hundreds, thousands, and thousands.
So what's thousands?
Here's another one. Here's a little thing. Why is Everton's ground called Goodison Park?
Good question. We don't know. Give us
the answer. The road that ran along where they decided to build the stadium was Goodison Road.
Well, why they called Goodison Road?
Fuck you.
All right.
Maybe next time we can make it more interactive. So how was that, Tim? Was that okay? Did that cover? Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
good.
Tim gives him two thumbs up. So that worked.
But by the way, there's still a lot more.
I don't know
history.
What that means, Tim. That's
a
gang sign.
There's a lot more history about Everton that I could have gone into. But we had a brief. Did you know or did you not know?
Sure, not. Yeah.
Next week it's going to be the big team of London.
Surprised
West
you didn't mention Wayne
Very
Rooney.
Very good. Very well done.
That's in there. But Wayne Rooney is like 2006 when he left. You know,
hey, Craig. I like the PowerPoint. That was really good. It's not as effective on a podcast, but
yeah.
Consider not telling us who the club is and then just doing some facts and then we have to guess it. That'd be way more fun than a lecture about the fucking.
All right. Which team originally played at Anfield? Who would you have guessed? You'd have all guessed.
Hey, Tim, here's a question you can write.
No, you don't have to
write the
Premier
answer
League.
To, or Craig, I'm going to ask you the question. What is the greatest player that ever played for Everton?
Dixie Dean.
It is Dixie Dean.
And
he still
has not, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, Tim agrees, okay.
Not only that, he scored 60 goals in 39 league games. Never been surpassed, never likely to be surpassed.
Yeah, then he came to the United States and sells sausages, right?
He scored 380 goals in 433 games.
Wow.
I don't think even the likes of Messi would get close on that.
Well, football's way changed now.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, it's kind of hard to say. Yeah, but I'll go with that. So Dixie Dean is, that's interesting.
Dean is one of the greatest players of all time.
Wow. Very good. Well done. Okay. I like that topic. You guys, thumbs up on that, right?
Yeah, awesome.
Good job, Craig.
That was good stuff.
Next week it's Leeds. It's going to be really brief, about a minute long.
Ooh. Oh, that's me.
Didn't see that one coming.
Why is Craig cool?
We give him some love and he turns into the big bofo again.
Yeah, he's not good with compliments.
You better get who was the greatest Leeds player of all time, right?
Billy Bremner.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we should do this on Leeds because I picked up some.
Okay, next week I was going to do West Ham, but I have no problem doing Leeds.
Let's do West Ham. Let's do West Ham.
And we'll do Leeds
after that.
I want to do the big team.
We'll do that next. No, because I'll get Dave here, the West Ham Dave guy. I'll invite him.
All right, so West Ham. So next week it's West Ham.
Yeah, I don't know if he can make it, but I'll invite him.
We know what you're like.
Good.
West Ham have never won a title, a league.
They never won a league.
No.
Never won.
How many times has Newcastle won league? Do you know, John?
Never.
That's a tough question. I was born in 1988, so I've not got an answer for you.
He's born in 88. Jeez.
Long time ago.
Alan Shearer's never won a title.
Yeah, he has. Yes, he has with Blackburn.
Yeah, Blackburn.
He
did have the choice to go to Manchester United, but turned him down and went to Newcastle instead. Because he's from there.
Hey, why not?
He wanted to play for his boyhood club, so.
I'm impressed, John.
He's a legend.
I wish he was still playing now. I see him on Match of the Day.
I think he could.
And I really do hope he was still playing.
I think he could do better than half of the players.
I know. If he was manager, I'd probably have a lot more faith as well, but he doesn't want to manage. I don't blame him.
Yeah, it's too much stress.
Last time he stepped in, we went down, so.
Hey, what kind of player, in your opinion, was Warren Barton when he played?
It was decent. Yeah, it was a good defender.
He's a defender, right?
Yeah, he was playing in the day when we were like a really decent team up there in the top two, even top of the league at one point. Manchester United caught us with like 5 games left.
It's
kind of
been
a good player.
It's also, I don't know if it's a history technically, but the great players aren't very good, you know, managers.
Right.
But players who are just mediocre, just enough to make, they end up being really, really good managers.
Yeah, there's no correlation between being
like Jose Mourinho, who had to retire young, and look at him, he's like the special one.
Well, Klopp was a medium player, right? Eric? He was just an average player.
He's an average manager, too, so he's good. Worked out.
Klopp, I don't know.
You've done good at Dortmund.
Well, I think Craig's right. I think next year is going to be the year of the managers. It's going to be real interesting.
Yeah, especially with Guardiola coming into the Premier League as well.
Van Gaal's going to be gone, right?
Yeah.
I think
Mourinho's there.
Newcastle four league championship.
And I was just looking at
that. I'll tell that.
Guys, it was 1904 and 5, 1906 and 7, 1908 and 9, and then 1926 and 27. Right, Tim?
Yep, Tim's
giving a thumb up.
So you got 4.
That is a long,
all
long
before
time.
Before you were born.
Yes.
Wow.
Way,
a long, long way before we were born.
But you're still a diehard fan. That's good.
Well, if Burnley can turn around and come back up, why not Newcastle?
Right?
Yep. Right?
Yep. But I like what this whole manager, you know, debacle, you know, going down.
Craig was alive.
Yes, he was.
It really shows how
he's
big the Premier League.
Tim is giving you banter.
Because you got Jose Mourinho.
You can't even hear him.
I've seen that, Tim. Put it up.
Guardiola is now at City. I mean, you got these. The top managers are now in the Premier League. They're all
I know. They really
where
are.
Where everyone
aren't
thinks it's the best, you know.
And
leagues.
All the money's
and
coming into
they're
the
all
league.
And they're saying, you know what? I want to go to the Premier League. I want to see. I want to get my, you know, a good taste of it.
But anybody can win now, though. That's
everyone
the beauty. It's going to be great. It's
and
more wide open.
I think they see the same thing as they made Premier League is very, very fair as opposed to, you know, German, Spanish, you know, Italian leagues.
Yeah, where they're trying to just get a couple teams.
Yeah, the top.
I think a lot of the Italian teams are in financial problems, right?
Most of them are, because a lot of corruption.
You see those games, like highlights and stuff, and there's no fans in the stands.
Well,
it's scary.
He's match fit, right?
Yeah, Conte is,
allegedly, yeah.
Well, no, allegedly, but I think that was prior to what he was doing,
Right.
I don't think he had any idea that was going on.
So is Diego Costa with Chelsea next year or not?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I say no.
You say no?
I hope he leaves the Premier League as far as I'm concerned.
I'm kind of on the fence with him because when he's on his game, he's fantastic. But if you get the Diego Costa that wants to go in and start riling everybody up and fighting the whole time.
His shenanigans has not helped.
Tim's doing all these facial expressions to agree with everything. You can't see it. Yeah, he's biting.
So it's like,
his shenanigans cannot help that team.
Yeah, Rick,
you know the thing about Diego Costa? What happened, in my opinion, is he was awesome, and defenders figured out a way to get him off his game. And once they figured that out, he was toast. Because that's all they do.
I think part of that, and also he's not really ever been fully, fully fit. I think they're playing him out, and he's just kind of.
He's still injured?
I think he still has an injury that he hasn't ever gotten rid of,
So because he had the one forever, right? That was a nagging. Was that hamstring?
The hamstring's been there forever. So.
And then what about Hazard?
I think he's going to be sad. I think he's gone.
He's gone?
Hazard's
gone?
I feel bad for him is these guys, they're supposed to be top quality. That's what you get paid for. Okay, so you had a little shitty season. You've been injured. Not on top of your game. Hey, why not come back, train harder, and come back and show everybody that, hey, you're the guy that you were. He was the player of the year last year.
But, I think last year, all those players kind of peaked, you know, because they're older players. Yeah, they're older players, most of them.
Well, majority aren't, no.
I don't know.
Just Ivanovic. Ivanovic. And Terry. The only two.
Terry. Well,
the rest of them.
Those are Terry's a key guy.
We're a young
Oscar's
team.
Oscar's young.
Yeah, they're all 23, 24.
I don't know. I guess they maybe because I've seen them so much or something, they just look like
they
peaked.
They've been in the
league. It doesn't matter the age. Obviously, they peaked.
But they did have a long season last year, though.
Yeah. It was. It wore out. Seasons. And then I think Mourinho was trying to give him a rest. And then they try to work him back into Miazga.
Oh, yeah. It's an American center back who plays at Chelsea. Had a horror show.
Yeah, so he had a bad game. First game, you know. Give the guy a break. He's 20.
Miazga?
You know, everybody's giving them all. I tell you what, on that game, five or six players.
They took him out, right?
At half. Yeah, they took him out at half because they blame him for the goal. Yeah. But he had a bad clearing. But, hey, Mikel was standing right there. He could have blocked the ball. But they actually put Mikel into his spot and then pulled him off. So they're just blaming
him. That's where they're at now. They're playing a bunch of players to see if they want to keep him or not.
He's letting all the young on now.
And then they've got all these players on loan to all these different teams.
Oh, yeah, so we got about 33 players on loan.
Gee, that's nuts. Wow.
Yeah.
So they're trying to decide who they're going to move in, who they're going to get rid of.
Yeah. That's a way to just clear the books. A lot of teams are doing it now.
It's going to be interesting.
Cahill. It's just a thing to do. Yeah, Cahill. Well, Cahill's great with Terry, but Terry's been out. So I think Cahill can't be very comfortable without Terry.
Cahill's been a disappointment because he was a stud last year, right? Yeah, or at least they projected he'd be a stud. Yeah.
But what happened is Zuma.
Zuma
stepped in and made Cahill look, lethargic, slow, less likely to do, lift
kind of the way I felt this morning when I woke up.
Zuma got that injury.
Too much information.
I know. Sorry about that.
Luckily for Cahill, Zuma got injured. Well, Cahill stepped in, and now all his weaknesses are starting to show. I think he's just tired, So, I mean, he's still vice captain for England still?
Yes.
So, I mean, we're going into.
He's got that going too, so.
I mean, we're halfway through April. We're going into May, and this thing starts in August. I mean, this is a marathon.
Chelsea
season.
Still have a big say in the title race. They got to play Leicester and us.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt.
So we can totally.
They
put a
will
bump
throw
in
their game against Leicester on the final day if it means that.
That's
Spurs
why I'm hoping Leicester will be already crowned champion.
I think they will
United.
At this point, unless they get unless they change.
Because you want to win, but
I don't want them to celebrate at Stamford Bridge, you know.
Well, you saw that you saw that player with a wide open shot and he missed it. What was his name?
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah, but you know what? At that point, I'm thinking, I think Leicester is a team of destiny because that was wide open.
Sunderland.
And it's
Rodwell.
The very last game
against
Chelsea?
Jack Rodwell.
Rodwell, that's it. Oh. When that guy had that, wide open.
Yeah, that was it. That, for me, too, I was like,
I'm thinking, man, this is a team of destiny when that happened.
Yeah, that was it. That was the only chance we had left.
Yep.
The fix was in. Because, I mean, that was wide open. He just had to just place
it.
And he just
it was a simple shot. And he just
blasted it.
Blasted it way too high.
So I'm just going to transition back to England really quick.
Yeah, let's talk about England.
Because Cahill, the whole thing, he's going to make the England squad for the summer or not. I can't even believe I'm saying it because our problem has always been strikers, and I think we might actually figure that out. The defense is horrible now.
It's strange, isn't it? It's the turnaround. We used to have great central defenders and no strikers, and now we have five really good strikers and no defenders.
Well, interesting point what Vince just said about Cahill plays great with Terry. The big thing right now, and it was in the news last week before, is that Hodgson's been calling Terry. So
Hodgson's going to bring Terry on the national. That's unbelievable.
Have him come back for the Euros.
Yeah, because they need
I
him.
Personally think, I think it would be a good idea, but I want to get what everyone else's take is on it.
What do you think of that, Greg?
No, I'm so hoping John Terry does not go and play in the Euros.
Why not?
We've got a horrible defense.
I just think, no, because Terry's got a lot slower, and there's some players in them Euros who are going to be very, very fast.
Yeah, but do you think he would do worse than the team we have right now?
Yes. I think if we pick the right players.
What about John Stones? Is he still in the right?
He's so dodgy.
We have
he's
got
dodgy.
A good selection.
Is he going to make the team or not?
I think he will.
You
think
he
will?
Chris
Smalling's definitely going to be a centre-back. Chris Smalling, he's probably the best one we've got at the minute at centre-back.
And then it'll be Danny Rose
as well.
Jagielka or Cahill.
How old is Jagielka? Isn't he an older player?
He's old too.
Yeah.
He's like 20s, right?
What about Clearwater?
Drink water.
Drink water.
Clear
water. Yeah. Well, second as well.
What are the water?
Clear water.
Clear water.
Clear
water. Clear water revival.
Oh, that's great.
That's how much we know about.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, great. He's a Yank too. He's really representing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If Terry shows up, that's fine and all. But I think the only thing that he really brings to the table. It's experience. He's
right.
It's about experience.
He is right there.
He's got all this and that.
Oh, there he is. He's got a picture.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, man. Everton Tim is awesome.
What a wonderful sight.
Yeah. God, you're awesome,
hey, Tim.
We love it.
I meant to ask you this question. I want you to write it down. It's something I was going to bring up, but I thought not to bring up. And I'm going to do it with with every team.
This was quite a setup.
Quit smoking. Put that cigarette out.
With every team that we did yesterday up.
For next
what
week,
is
Craig
the
needs
name
to gargle.
Of Everton's hooligan element?
What?
What is the name? You might need to look that up.
The hooligan Everton? I missed it. The hooligan Everton?
Tim doesn't look much of a hooligan.
It's a hooligan element that eats teams.
Kind of like the firm, right? For the West Ham.
This is the CC.
Oh, he's writing it down. Let's see if he's got it.
No,
Adam Street, boys.
No.
This were the newlywed game. You lost.
It is.
You fail.
The County Road Cutters.
The County Road Cutters?
Yes.
That's mean sounding. Whoa. That sounds bad.
They carry
bad news.
But like Liverpool fans, they carry the carpet cutters.
Ooh.
And County Road runs right next to it. Ooh,
okay.
So
all right. Well, it's time to wrap up the show. And first of all, I want to thank John for joining us tonight.
Thank you,
great job.
Thank you very much.
Come
excellent.
Back again.
Represented well. And, you know, the best for Newcastle. I'd love to see what Benitez does next year if he can save him.
No, he won't
him.
Be there.
If we go down, he won't be there.
He won't be there. There's a toffee lady.
Hey, there's a toffee lady. All right. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And again, before we wrap things up, I do want to reach out and recognize the Old Chip Bridge Pub and Restaurant as our number one sponsor, Security National Mortgage Corporation number two, and of course our marketing sponsor / partner, Swagger Club CA, Swagger Dave. Dave, when you hear this, he retweets. If I tweet something, he retweets it in 2 seconds. He's a big fan of the show. And Tim, thank you. I'm sorry. We're going to work on the technology so we can hear you. I mean, this
guy. No, we're not, Tim. No, we're fucking
maybe not. Maybe this is good.
I think the technology is working. The cell's not on.
He's flashing red cards. He's writing notes. He's a great fan of the show.
He's calling
we appreciate
Greg number
you, Tim.
One.
Yeah, really,
he's
calling
one.
Him number one.
Actually, Tim, we do appreciate you there, man.
We do. That's great.
You're a good addition to this show.
Because I told him, hey, Tim, we're doing it next time. And he wanted to hang on, and he did, and that contributed to the show. So we appreciate that, Tim. It's great.
Is Tim going to be in Mexico next week?
Are you in Mexico now? Where'd you get that idea?
Just because I'm going to go chow later.
Oh, you're going to chow? Okay, he's a chow leader. Okay.
I love two Yanks.
All right. Woo!
We fucking ate him.
All right.
Oh, okay. I've got a personality.
All right. With that, let's wrap up the show. Vince, chow leader.
Turn his mic off.
It's the Two Yanks v. Brit Soccer Show.